You'll never guess it was snails. And not bad. And Esme had 3 helpings before she found out, and then had a row with the cook, and Magrat was sick all night just at the thought of it, and had a diarrhea. Thinking of you, your loving mum, P.S. the privies here are disgusting. They have them indoors. So much for hygiene. Several days passed. In a quiet little inn in a tiny country, Granny Weatherwax sat and regarded the food with deep suspicion. The owner hovered with the frantic expression of one who knows, even before he starts, that he's not going to come out of this ahead of the game.
"Good, simple home cooking," said Granny. "That's all I require. You know me, I'm not the demanding sort. No one could say I'm the demanding sort. I just want simple food, not all grease and stuff. It comes to something when you complain about something in your lettuce and it turns out to be what you ordered."
Nanny Ogg tucked her napkin into the top of her dress and said nothing.
"Like that place last night," said Granny. "You'd think you'd be all right with sandwiches, wouldn't you? I mean, sandwiches? Simplest food there is in the old world. You'd think even foreigners couldn't get sandwiches wrong.
"They didn't call them sandwiches, Granny," said Magrat, her eyes dwelling on the owner's frying pan. "They called them, I think they called them smorgasbord." "Oh, they was nice," said Nanny Ogg. "I'm very partial to a pickled herring."
"But they must think we're daft, not noticing they'd left off the top slice," said Granny triumphantly. "Well, I told them a thing or two. Another time they'll think twice before trying to swindle people out of a slice of bread that's theirs by rights."
"I expect they will," said Magrat darkly.
"And I don't hold with all this giving things funny names so people don't know what they're eating," said Granny, determined to explore the drawbacks of international cookery to the full. "I like stuff that tells you plain what it is, like, well, bubble and squeak, or..."
"Spotted dick," said Nanny absently. She was watching the progress of the pancakes with some anticipation.
"That's right. Decent, honest food. I mean, take that stuff we had for lunch. I'm not saying it wasn't nice," said Granny graciously. "In a foreign sort of way, of course. But they called it cuisses di granoli. And who knows what that means?"
"Frog's legs," translated Nanny without thinking. The silence was filled with Granny Weatherwax taking a deep breath and a pale green colour creeping across Magrat's face. Nanny Ogg now thought quicker than she had done for a very long time.
Not actual frog's legs," she said hurriedly. "It's like toad in the hole is really only sausage and batter pudding. It's just a joke name."
"It doesn't sound very funny to me," said Granny. She turned to glare at the pancakes. "At least they can't muck up a decent pancake," she said. "What do they call them here?"
Crap Suzette, I think," said Nanny.
Granny forbore to comment, but she watched with grim satisfaction as the owner finished the dish and gave her a hopeful smile.
"Ah, now he expects us to eat them," she said. "He only goes and sets fire to them, and then he still expects us to eat them."
It might later have been possible to chart the progress of the witches across the continent by some sort of demographic survey. Long afterwards, in some quiet, onion-hung kitchens, in sleepy villages nestling among hot hills, you might have found cooks who wouldn't twitch and try to hide behind the door when the stranger came into the kitchen.
"Dear Jason, it is definitely more warmer here. Magrat says it is because we are getting further from the hub. And a funny thing, all the money is different. You have to change it for other money, which is all different shapes, and is not proper money at all, in my opinion. We generally let Esme sort that out. She gets a very good rate of exchange. It is amazing. Magrat says she will write a book called Travelling on $1 a Day, and it's always the same dollar. Esme is getting to act just like a foreigner. Yesterday, she took her shawl off. Next thing, he will be dancing on tables. This is a picture of some famous bridge or other. Lots of love, Mum."
The sun beat down on the cobbled street, and particularly on the courtyard of a little inn.
"It's hard to imagine," said Magrat, "that it's autumn back home." Garcon, mucho vino avaxi, gracias. The innkeeper, who did not understand one word and was a good-natured man,